This is another sleepless night brought to you by tooth pain. I think I broke a tooth last night, and since the whole left side of my mouth is now killing me, what I'm actually waiting for is to hear from the dentist. It's 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am on the West Coast in America. And all I have to do at this point, since I've already canceled all my appointments for the day, is to put my 11-year-old on the bus and then maybe hope that I can get a little sleep between now and the time that the dentist calls me back. It is so strange to watch the house sleeping, everyone curled up in their beds, tucked in and curled up with their knees to their chest, snoring slightly or loudly depending on the person. And know that I won't be joining them. I am desperate for sleep of my own at this point, but at least I get to be out here on the balcony in the dark, waiting for the sun to rise and listening to the quiet. The sounds of traffic are really faint, even though I am not far from a freeway, and the only thing that I can hear now is the sound of a cat meowing slightly in the distance. It's nice. Gives me a chance to think and to figure out what I'm going to do. Things have been strained in my house lately because of money issues. And while I know everything is going to be fine, and I had what was a very nice weekend, I have to say that I'm not looking forward to this upcoming week. The drive of appointments every day and combined with my own pain, which is always so hard to deal with when it's mouth pain, because then you can't think. It's all rising up into your brain, of behind your eyes, affecting your breathing and your sinuses. I know that it'll be okay. I know that I'll get into the dentist and everything will be fine. But it means that I have to deal with that on top of figure out where my next dollar's going to come from. It's strange to be saying that to the internet, where you have to have more money than most to be able to get on. But this is the way that my life works. Hope you're having a good Monday.